Answering questions from reporters is risky business, though a media interview may feel like a straightforward conversation. It actually represents a contrived and manipulative dynamic. Knowing how to talk to reporters is like learning a new language, a language that bears little, if any, resemblance to everyday conversation. It is a mistake for anyone to believe otherwise. It may seem as if speaking the truth should be enough to build credibility and trust, but that's rarely the case. Exposing oneself to media scrutiny requires more than simple candor. It requires knowledge, training, and a keen understanding of how reporters write the news. In my nearly 40 years of experience, I have yet to meet anyone for whom media skills come naturally. Answering tough questions from reporters is even difficult for reporters themselves. You would think being skilled in asking questions would provide insight into how best to answer them. I discovered otherwise, however, in a training session for famed Watergate journalist Carl Bernstein. In the training, my first question to Carl was whether he had a troubled relationship with his Watergate partner Bob Woodward. To my surprise, Carl put his foot in his mouth so deeply it came out the other end. I learned something important that day. Anyone can ask questions. The real skill is in answering them. It should be of little surprise, then, that many executives, government leaders, and spokespeople are reluctant to engage the news media. Their concern is justified. People who talk to the media are only as good as their worst quote. Though someone answering a reporter's questions may strike all the right notes for the majority of the interview, it takes only a single miscue to trigger disaster. One misstatement to a reporter can destroy long-held goodwill or cause a company's share price to plummet. As legendary investor Warren Buffett said, "It takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it." Historically, public relations professionals and media trainers have told clients to ignore questions they don't like and instead repeat scripted messages. The end result is that many people who talk to reporters come across as evasive and unresponsive. This approach to communicating, or rather the lack of it, has led to record levels of skepticism and distrust among the general public. To be better media communicators, newsmakers and spokespeople must learn how to answer confrontational questions with integrity, while still limiting their exposure to the sensationalism of today's media environment. Using a values-based approach, when the headline is you, provides a framework for addressing problematic issues in an open, forthright manner that eliminates both the possibility of misinterpretation and the risk of being taken out of context. Offering strategies for navigating all types of media encounters, when the headline is you, is intended to help everyone who interacts with journalists or reporters, including executives, spokespeople, PR representatives, and corporate communication professionals. The book will be equally helpful to the message makers behind the scenes, the public relations practitioners and communication consultants tasked with preparing media messages for challenging, newsworthy situations. In addition, academics and students in communication and journalism will find many of the real-world scenarios useful in developing a deeper understanding of how the media operates and building the core skills necessary to become persuasive communicators. In providing a framework for creating meaningful messages, when the headline is you, focuses on key principles and proven strategies for success in today's media-saturated world.